Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? What's up? This is MJ. I don't know if you can hear me right now, but I am broadcasting live. And I only got 26 minutes remaining, so I ain't gonna be with y'all that long. I'm just actually trying to figure out a couple of things about the switchboard and if it's going down the way I need it to go down. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now or that will be tuned in. I am going to get back to broadcasting here. I miss you all dearly. And, yeah, I just want to get on the air and talk about some things and see what's going on and with everybody and, you know, see if it's me too. Yeah, so anyway. It's a crazy world we live in right now. And like Future and them said, it's a crazy time to be alive. You know, I don't know. It's going down. Call me, 1-917-889-2621. And, you know, we can hang if you want to for a good 23 minutes if you want to. I don't know if I'm thinking about. Okay, there I go. But what it is right now, Kanye going ham on Twitter. Beyonce is going ham on the white supremacy, and Tidal's just going ham on the industry, and ISIS is going ham on the world. Boom. So y'all know how I get it. I know how I deal with issues. We gotta laugh a little bit, just a little bit. You know, with the ISIS situation, it's really not funny because they just executed, like, a 15-year-old dude for listening to hip-hop or something like that. He was listening to something in his parents' store, and they came in and found him with a portable CD player, not even streaming radio, not Pandora, but a portable CD player, and they basically called for a trial where he was found guilty of listening to hip-hop in the all-religious community that is taken over by ISIS right now, and, you know, took him from his parents and beheaded him. So, I don't know. If I was, if someone said that if that was my child, you know, their child, if they couldn't just hand their kid over like that, and I couldn't do this too. It'd have been holy war. I'd have kicked him. It'd have been on. I couldn't have did that. I couldn't have did it. I'd have been strapped up. All right. Give me a call at 917-889-2621, people. I'm on the air. MJ Live. I also want to talk about, you know, a couple of things about Beyonce's formation. Y'all know I was going to say something about that. I'm part of the Beehive. And, you know, at first I couldn't say that I was a part of the Beehive and that, you know, it was, I don't know, I just couldn't say that I was a part of it. But when I seen how they were jogging people, I gave a whole bunch of respect. I was like, they are literally jogging people. And I want my fan base to be like that. I want my fan base to come and shoot up the houses. You say, you don't like my latest track. I'm loving that. If anybody want to start a little fan club for me, where we successfully dragging people, if you ain't down with the program, holler at me. We get it started. We can get it started, people. Oh, shout out to my club. I got the ticket with Silk, y'all. They was in town for a Valentine's Day show in Kansas City, Missouri. And we basically just hung out. You know, while they, before they got ready, you know, for their show and everything, they was about to get their hair cut and everything. And, I can tell you more details about it. I just have to actually go back to my notes, but I will say that we had a good time. I mean, we had a ball. They are really goofy. And I swear to God, you know, if you have that much fun in your job, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm doing what I will because we was having fun. We was having a lot of fun. Crazy fun. Shout out to everybody that boycotted the Grammys this year. I didn't. I watched. I won a Grammy. And I don't disagree with their whole thing of how they doing everything. You know, that's my lifelong goal in my career is to grab a Grammy. And, but it seems like it's been difficult because, you know, like Tamar Braxton, they never won a Grammy, but Toni Braxton has. But you really have to look at the quality of music that you're putting out. Like, it's people that's good, and it's people that's damn good. You know what I'm saying? Because you damn good. Yeah, you won a Grammy. If your song is super popular, you working for Grammy winning war artists, and you're part of the Grammy Association, you know what I'm saying? Your record company's like, you know, voice sample. You hook up with the people that's on that certain spectrum team, and your shit blows. He's my friend. And, you know, it's on. Maybe, I don't know if Kanye's ever won Grammys. I think he has. But speaking of Kanye, he was going ham on Twitter. And he's talking about Grammys and stuff like that. He's upset. I guess he, you know, said that, I don't even know what Kanye said about the Grammys. I promise I don't. You know, I would think that he'd be more upset with the Oscars, but I guess if he's never been in movies, you know, he won't be tripping off Oscars or nothing like that. But yeah, you know, but he's going ham on Twitter. I was reading his tweets. Oh, my God, they were reading like a book, y'all. I was dropping tears, son. Now, I don't agree with him saying that Pac is the most overrated rapper of all time. I can't say he's on that Kanye for real. From an intellectual standpoint, I can get what he's saying because certain artistry has different levels. So, you know, maybe he's feeling like, well, Pac wasn't doing what we were doing. But it is a new time of damn music, but Pac is a more organic artist who really didn't need all the bells and whistles, and he just said what he had to say. So to call him overrated, I don't know, I can't really ride with that. But from an intellectual standpoint, you know, because his parents were educators, well, his mom was, he kind of got a different perspective on things, not to respect that. But as far as, like, everything else, like, he tweeted that, shout out to everybody that's trying to keep school for big kids. I can feel that all day. It don't matter how rich you get, that's what it's all about is, you know, that meal that you take for your kids. And the roof over there. Yeah, so shout out to everybody that's keeping it positive 100 tonight. Tuning in. Maybe you'll catch me tomorrow. I'm trying to be on there. I really, really, really do miss my fans and everything like that. And I know y'all mad. I mean, the real NJ Live fans, I know y'all heated, like, but you not. You know what I'm saying? She ain't been on the air in a minute. I've been bored as hell. My life. What do I do with my life right now? You know? But I'm back for a minute, and I'll keep the company, and we'll talk about socially. Or social issues and politically. We'll have some politically charged debate and everything. Hey, if you want to join me in the chat room, people, come on in. I haven't worked with it for so long. My chat room used to be popping. I mean, crazy popping. But I'm opening it up now. I'm opening it up now. I think that's what you got to do. Anybody, feel free to call and give me a little pointers of how things are going now. As far as like how they doing it in the chat rooms, is it disrespectful or is people being respectful? Because I will close it. It ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump to click the X and close the chat room. So how's y'all doing it now? Is it being respectful or disrespectful? Let me know. MJ Live, people, 17 minutes and 42 seconds remaining. I'm going to holler at some of my old familiar haunts here soon. We're going to catch up on some issues and stuff like that. Oh, I'm looking for sponsors, y'all. If you want to help the MJ Live show stay on the air, because I've given y'all like about a billion free episodes. I mean, it all came out of my pocket. Now it's time for people to show some love. If you would like to keep MJ Live on the air, you know, say hit me up. Google me. I'm not that hard to find. And inbox me. And let me know what type, you know, moves you're trying to make. Because I'm here to really just get, you know, it all on the air and get it promoted. Music, issues, books, you name it. I got it. I am the plug. I heard, as I heard, I ain't going to toot my own horn. to say I'm the plug, but I heard I was the plug. So, I'm looking for sponsors, y'all. Call me. 1-917-889-2621. Or hit me up. Like I said, Google me. Let me know what kind of deals you're trying to make. Keep MJ on the air. Or at least in the air, because I'm still, you know, grind regardless. But, you know, if you want to hear more of this popping ass radio stuff, then yeah. Inbox me. Holla at you. Girl. It's about to be Friday in like 2 hours. So is it 3? Yeah. Oh, let me tell you about, I was sick. I've had the flu for about a week. Or at least, you know, a heavy cold. And it's just been hard on me. I ain't really, you know, been trying to talk to nobody. I've been, you know, basically just trying to get my fluids and get my rest and stuff like that. So I'm feeling a little better. And I was feeling like crap at first. So, you know, for anybody that's concerned, if I'm, you know, I'm all right or not. I'm good, though. I'm good. Dayquil at nighttime is my friend right now. And plenty of fluids and stuff like that. So y'all stay safe out there. It's a chicken flu season, I heard. You know, like, it's pretty bad. You know, bundle up, bundle the babies up, cover the babies up, cover yourself up. I seen this lady, and she was walking today. She had her whole face covered. And at first, I was thinking, like, that's just crazy. But now, at home, I'm thinking, like, I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? We need to be walking around like that with masks and stuff on, because if people, you know, ain't washing their hands and, you know, not washing their face, or like, you're spreading germs. Like, come on. Yeah, anyway. But anyway, stay safe, you know, for everybody that's out there that's got the flu like me, or, you know, you're sick right now, you ain't feeling good, make sure you get plenty of rest. Eat fish. Because I, you know, my cousin told me to take some B12. So I did. And I, you know, did it in the form of eating some fish, and I must tell you that I kind of feel a little better. At first, I didn't even know who the hell I was. I was waking up like, like, don't I live? You know, now I'm waking up cool, you know. And anybody that's really been sick, y'all know how that is. You get up and you got the hot flush and stuff like that. So anyway, I'm good now. Tom, 917-889-2621. 14 minutes remaining. I'm chilling on the air with my people. And tomorrow is Friday. It's some kind of crazy workplace shooting going on in Heston, Kansas. But I think that it's over. I just, they shot a couple people. I don't know. I'll get more details for you, people, as I can find out. No identified suspects, of course. We ain't gonna get off into that. Why they ain't identified them, but no, but it's happening around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Central time, I guess. Shout out to everybody that's listening to me right now. I don't know exactly how this is coming on, whether you can hear me or not. I hope you can. I am in desperate need of some new equipment. That's why I said, if you want to keep MJ Live on the air, you want to be a sponsor, you want to pick your girl up, you know what I'm saying, and donate to the show, you know, I would greatly appreciate that. And I'm so serious about business inquiries. If you want to, you know what I'm saying, do business with me, let me know. And, you know, we can chat. You know, it ain't got to be no big thing. You can email me, show me the receipt, show me the numbers, show me the business plan, however, you know, you want to do it. I'll show you my business plan. And, you know, we'll have at it. We'll get down to it and figure it out, you know. Hey, this 30 minutes is passing by pretty slow, don't you think? Like, first I thought it was going to be like, you know, I was going to have to rush everything. But, you know, it's working out. It's working out, people. But look, some people were talking about Formation, Beyonce's song, and they were mad about it. And people are saying, you know, that other people were giving Beyonce a pass, a cultural appropriation pass, which if you're, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to just say that they were saying that she gets a cultural appropriation pass. I feel like she can get a pass. But I'm not going to say why I feel like that. I'm not going to get personal and political. But I just don't feel like if she wants to play on her heritage, you know, just so be it. I hear a lot of people complain about her saying stuff about Creole, you know, how she, you know, Creole, and she's black. And they're like, well, no, it's one and the same. Creole is the same thing. But I don't want to offend nobody, but it ain't. I mean, it is not in my opinion. It's really real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know from personal experience, it's not just black. It is a certain kind of mix, you know what I'm saying, because they have Indian, they have French, they have, you know, some different stuff. And they even have their own little language. So for everybody gets upset when she says that, why would a person say that if that's not what they really are? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. Like, you, people shouldn't look at being black as a curse. It's not a curse. No. So, but if she says she's mixed with something, then that's what it is. But, you know, I guess they, that's that whole light skin, dark skin thing where, you know, they feel like she needs to be, you know, saying this and that when really she can say what she wants to say. Everybody can say what they want to say, do what they want to say. Anyway. The person who wrote this article said that they were a casual fan of Beyonce, the type of fan that would probably never listen to one of her albums straight through, but who would sing, dance with unbridled enthusiasm if Say My Name or Jumpy Jumping comes on after they had a few drinks. Which, maybe like a couple years ago, I was that type fan where if you heard one of her songs and you were familiar with you, you'd be like, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's big. So, you know, but I think that I've grown as a Beyonce fan, like, you know, I just, you know, like her music a little bit more than I did a couple of years ago. But anyway, they were saying that the music industry is a business, you know, of course, so they can't be mad at her for, you know, basically branding something for herself for the album, if that makes any sense to you. You know, because it's about the money at the end of the day. You know, everyone knows that Beyonce has a razor-sharp business acumen. This is what the person was saying in the article. And if you don't acknowledge that, then you're just a hater, pure and simple. You know, which I can totally feel. Like, yeah, you can't get mad at her for getting her bread. That's basically what they're saying. But I think what upset a lot of people with her video is she used Katrina, you know, in the background. And they said it wasn't even just scenes. It wasn't live shot scenes from Katrina. It was like, I guess, for pieces of a movie. If I want to say it's called Beat, and it's about bounce, Louisiana bounce music, a documentary. So she used clips of that. And people were saying, well, you know, she didn't even shoot down in Louisiana. Okay, first of all, as an artist, a traveling artist, she probably got a hectic schedule. And she could have went down to Louisiana because she got family down there, or her sister lived down there. But if she didn't go down there, trust me, Beyonce had a good reason for not going down to Louisiana because her family is down there, you know. And then she had family that she moved from another quarter or from one part to another, which, you know, I ain't going to say I know some people that know her, but I know some people that know her family. And they said that she had family down there, and she moved them out of the way of Katrina. So I'm just saying, I can't be mad. It's like, well, you know what? Your family was down there, and you moved them out the way. That's not fair for everybody else. I can't say that, because if I had family down in Louisiana and I had money, yeah, I'm moving y'all, you know. And I can't help everybody. I mean, Lord knows everybody would want to help everybody, but you can't. So they were upset because they felt like the clips that she used from the movie were from, yeah, it wasn't really live shot. She was out of touch. You know, it was fake. And it was like, if you're going to talk about, you know, Katrina, you need to go down there and tell people or talk to people who've been through it. You know, you can't just speak on it, because they were saying also, too, that if you meet a New Orleans person, you can't just start the conversation off with, hey, man, I heard about what happened with Katrina. Like, they're going to get mad at you. And I would think, that, you know, you would be like, oh, man, I'm sorry about your hometown. But they said don't approach them like that. You can't say that. So I guess it's kind of, you know, they feel like, you know, she played on that, and you can't really do that. So if you ain't came down there and talked to the people. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Beyonce knows. If she's got family from there, and it's a culture, too. She knows what happened in Katrina. I don't think she was banking off of it at all. In fact, the statement when she was on top of the police car, I felt like that was very powerful. You know, I felt like, you know, it's just like Kendrick's video, We Gonna Be All Right, I think that's the name of it, where he dies at the end. The cop shoots him off the little light pole. He dies at the end. Well, it's kind of like that, you know, but only she was saying, like, I don't know if anybody remembers the scene where those people were sitting on top of the cop car and the helicopter was flying over them, and it was a Katrina or the flood or whatever, and they were standing on top of a cop car or top of something, some kind of car, and they were flipping the helicopter off because the helicopter was just flying past them and recorded everything. They weren't helping nobody. So, you know, what she's saying is hope died at that moment. Like, and if you've seen that scene where they were standing on top of the car and holding a baby and couldn't even go nowhere, it's like, it's a black thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't help them. And I think if you were of color, you felt that when you looked at that. You cried, like, wow, I can't believe that this is footage that we're looking at. Like, they don't care about, I don't know, I guess black people. So, you know, you can assume that, but I don't know if that was the case, but if it is the case, then that's how black people felt, you know what I'm saying? So with Beyonce laying on top of the car and drowning on the police car, that was major. Like, that was the whole thing. One of the most major things with Katrina was the people standing on the police for me. Maybe it was like other scenes for other people, because they did have a scene where they were wading through the water and they was pushing their bodies away and stuff like that for them. You know, it was a couple of scenes that was, you know, crazy. And I couldn't just even imagine going through anything like that. So, I don't know. I want to say shout out to Beyonce for even addressing it. I mean, she did the best she could. When you rich, you know, and you make it to that certain level, you know, I guess you can do what you want to do. You can say how you want to say it. And, yeah, she is richer than us. Somebody said, like, oh, well, wait, the article at the bottom, in fact, let me kick to it on the subject. They were saying, yeah, so she's basically talking about Jordans in the song and basically piss and luxury. Like, you know, she's all about it. Okay, yeah, so maybe the Jordan thing is kind of out of touch. You know, I don't know, because I think the streets are taking a stand on Jay's and just the whole culture behind Jordans, because people are getting robbed and killed for them. So, but it's still hot and popping, because let me tell you a little fact about Formation that a lot of y'all probably don't know unless you're super music head. Boom. Race Murder. If I'm saying it right. And I know I'm not, because my daughter always corrects me. She's like, nah, Bob, this is what it is. The people who sing the song No Type, I ain't got no type. Yeah, they wrote Formation. Boom. With Beyonce, of course, and some other writers. Produced by Mike Will Made It, which I think is humongous in the industry, because he was behind the whole beast that was Miley Cyrus. They're good at making people mad. I like that camp. You know, shout out to Mike Will. And if I'm ever in your part of town, you know, then I'll holler at me, because I just got total respect for they camp. They are true songwriters. They're true performers. You know, so of course he will work with Beyonce, and of course they hit it out the park with this one. But yes, Ray Swimmer, who sings I Ain't Got No Type, the two dudes, like the futuristic 2016 Chris Cross, is the one who wrote Formation. So people, y'all can stop being so mad at Beyonce. She didn't even write it. It's some people that are, what are they, like 23, 24, they wrote the song. You know, I thought that too when I listened to the song, like, well, maybe, you know, it's from a young hip-hop perspective. Maybe these people can't feel it because it's too fresh for them, you know, as far as, like, the perception of it. But, yeah, she didn't write it all by herself. So, you know, shout out to Ray Swimmer for being so talented. Y'all just, oh, my God, just epic. It's epic. 2 minutes and 32 minutes. No. 2 minutes and 27 seconds remaining. I was feeling myself, see? I was feeling myself. Let's see what. All right, Chris Black, who was really upset with Beyonce, who made the movie Deep, the documentary. He was on Twitter, and he was saying, like, he said, at least credit the filmmakers that followed their passion and did actual work, right? And I read his tweets, and he didn't say too much. He didn't disrespect her too much, you know what I'm saying, and say, like, you know, Beyonce, you know, use it. He didn't say none of that. He just kept it cute, and he said a couple things. And basically, with that situation, Beyonce's people, her company, have reached out to the production company of the movie. So they went over the movie writer's head, which maybe it was some difficulties going on. Maybe they had a person, you know, they was being difficult. So she went to the people who paid for the movie to be made. I guess, I don't know. I don't know if they went over their head. That's how they got the movie. It wasn't really stolen. It's a crazy business tactic. But, you know, shout out to King Bae. She's known for her business tactics. But shout out to Matthew Knowles because he's back on board with them, with their camp. So, you know, y'all know it's about to get ugly. So, look for it. Oh, they dropping a double album. Beyonce's dropping her album. Supposedly, Rumor got a duet with Mariah Carey, and it's supposed to be a surprise drop, and then she's going to drop a joint album with Jay-Z. If y'all care, if you want something hot to listen to, I say pick up that Kanye West, The Life of Pablo. Shout out to Yeezy. That's so hot. My favorite song, I think, are Real Friends, or in fact, the whole album. The whole damn album is hot. I can say one or two songs, but I'm telling you, the whole album's dope. Who else? Stage the Gemini, You on My Bad Side, Call Me. 917-889-261, man. And explain the whole George Sparks thing. You want to stab George? What? How you going to say something like that, man? All right, y'all. But look, I'm about to be out the air. Hit me back next time, next place. Probably tomorrow at the same time. Your girl, MJ Live, people. And I'm out. Oh, yeah. And from all the future sponsors and people that's tuned in right now, I appreciate you. Like I said, hit me up.
Play one. Send in number 9, send in number 5, but you got them both.
MJ Law, people. Boom.
Girls going wild when the turn flooded. And I had him like, wow, Cup Daddy. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the woo. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard. Way too much codeine in that room. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my bitch back, whoa. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffin'.
Jumpin', 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 them boys up to something.